Audio Gravity, 16th of September 2009. First link today over on blogs.nokia.com/push N900. This is a big deal for me, the new Nokia N900, which is pretty much out now. I think you can get it in the US store for $650, completely unlocked. This is a big phone for Nokia. It's open source. It's using a different OS than the Symbian one. I think it's called Mameo, M-A-E-M-O. I'm not quite sure how you pronounce it. Interesting phone. I got to play with one in Helsinki. I like the design of it. I like the styling of it. I love the screen on it. The camera was fantastic. I didn't know what sort of format the video got saved in, but it'd be nice to see where this phone fits into the sort of grand scheme of things for social media and people using it for Quick and Bam User and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, the fact that it's open source, making custom stuff for it is going to be a huge priority. And it could be just one of those landmark phones that really, really sort of stands out. I have a little bit of a project lined up as well at some point in the next week where we'll be launching a blog to do with the N900. So watch out for that, because it's sort of like a UK-Dubai crossover connection. And I'll just be contributing various pieces to it. So I can't wait to trial an N900. So anybody who's listening, N900 would be very nice. Thank you very much to trial. But this is... the push thing that Nokia are working on is basically getting people involved about not just the buzz of the actual products, but the things that they're doing with it. So they're having sort of like hack days so they can make something out of the GPS and like a Rolodex and a phone FM, which links up to Last FM. And it's really clever and useful and a positive step forward for the community aspect for Nokia. I think they realized what happened with Ovi and they didn't really sort of base that around the community first and build a product from it like Blip did. I think they've gone back a little bit and gone, actually, yeah, we understand what we need to do, and we also understand that we need to get the community on board. And although they haven't necessarily been involved with the development of the N900, there's probably been a lot of feedback and recommendations fed into the business as to what phone people are looking for. And I just like the configuration of this. It's almost like what an N7, it's almost like what the N97 for me should have been like. You know, I'm not really bothered about that slide up thing, you know, the sort of on an angle. I sort of understand that it's better to view and you can type on it. It's like a little mini computer, but it just didn't feel fast enough for me. And this new processor with the new OS, it definitely feels better. And the camera was just, honestly, the camera was brilliant on it. Next link today, in direct competition, I would say, for this kind of arena and market, over on blog LibUM Education. So it's some kind of personal blog, some kind of Moodle Type 4 blog for a student in the US. He's done a post about the Android added for new Archos 5. Now, I had an Archos AV500. Brilliant device. The only thing that hampered it was that it didn't really interface with iTunes as well as I wanted it to be. But this new Android, this new Archos, the thing that I like about it, it's a good price. It's running Android. It's got Tweedroid for Twitter already built in. It's got a high-end GPS in there already. It's got Wi-Fi. It's got Bluetooth. You can have 160 gig to 500 gig hard drive. It will play back 720p video. You know, this is a really interesting device from Archos. They're calling it the internet tablet, and I think it's perfect mid-range sort of device for somebody who wants to do their Twittering, the sort of you know, maybe internet TV on it, all that sort of stuff. One thing that the Archos is very good at is being a massive big storage for stuff, for your video files. Now, is this a direct competitor to the Zune HD? I don't know. I never played with any of the Zune range, and I'm hearing lots of good things about Zune HD. Depends what you use it for, really. I like the crossover with this. I like the fact that it's got the Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. It's got Twitter already installed. I like where they're coming from, their sort of idea as to what they think most people want. And the fact that it's got Android on there, that's huge. You know, people building applications or special customized versions of Archos Android, that's going to be massive. And I think we're going to see more and more of this. You're going to start to see a dilution of the OS being a service, in almost like you boot up your machine and your whole layout configuration, your feeds, your output. There's going to be a netbook for journalists. There's going to be a netbook for media makers in general. It's going to be an interesting time in the next 6 months. The hardware manufacturers see that there's going to be a demand for this stuff in a year or so's time. So they're getting out the products now so that they can fault find and find out what the bugs are, what gets used, what don't get used, and optimize it. Next link is over on the Register. Database containing 1.8 million UK postcode locations is leaked online. The list is 241 meg plain text file that runs to 100,000 pages and was last updated on 8th of July. WikiLeaks zipped the database up to 20 meg and made it available for download via the site, as well as providing a fast BitTorrent version of the file that can be grabbed on Pirate Bay. Now, I don't know what the legality is with this. It's all very well downloading this, but I think if you install it on a website and you don't have a license from the post office and they find out that you're using it, you could be in big doo-doo. But it just goes to show nothing really is secure these days. And if you think you've got privacy, think again. Next link is over on Tumblr. They've got a new section called Projects. Tumblr Projects connects clients with designers. Now, I've been using Tumblr quite a lot, and I really like the ease of use of being able to post stuff to it, being able to aggregate from different feeds, very similar to the way Responder does. You can get brilliant designers on Tumblr, and now you've actually got a way to connect directly to them so that you can get, you know, a custom theme up and running really quickly. I'm hoping to redesign .gp's site. He's based over in Australia now. He's doing a lot of stuff and diving, and he's going to be uploading videos and pictures every week with his friend, and so there'll be a design and overhaul there. And also I'll be working on a version 2 of Projects Web Media, and so what do you do then .com is going to be also hosted on Tumblr. Next link today is redbeacon.com. This is a service that, funnily enough, me and .gp were talking about a year ago before he left to Australia. It's a little bit different than we were thinking. We were thinking of some kind of credits orientated system, but this is very similar in that you request a local service, you compare prices from qualified providers who are locally, you schedule the job online, and you can basically organize all of it. You don't have to worry about going through a phone book and finding, you know, various people to come and do the roof. You can actually get social enabled people who have used them before. For instance, there's a couple on there at the minute. There's one for a painter, one for a personal trainer, one for a gardener. It's going to be big. It's going to be a big site. And finally today, gltail.rb. It's a little Ruby script from fudgy.org. You can visualize HTTP traffic, response time, sales, slow DB queries, signups, email traffic, referrals, shoutcast listeners, FTP downloads, all that sort of good stuff. And you can visualize it in a really smart graphical way. And it uses Ruby using NetSSH, Chipmunk, and Ruby OpenGL. Very, very cool. Very, very free. Something that I'd like to play with at some point in the future. That's it today. I'm off out. I need to go and pick up some rail tickets. So I'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.